Hey friends, Doug Addison here. It's May the 4th, 2022. May the 4th be with you. And if you don't follow Star Wars, may the Lord be with us all. And I'm excited. The Lord is moving. I have a prophetic word for the month of May and beyond. The Lord is releasing revelation and practical instructions to you. And I release the first Wednesday of every month. I release the prophetic word for the year, for the month, and the Lord is outside of time, just so you know, that you might hear this later, especially with the internet. Doesn't matter. You can apply this to any time, any date, if we're talking about dates. You know, the Lord's moving right now. My Enlight Connection team is in the chat room. You can chat in your questions or let us know how you're doing, prayer requests. I just feel so much power on this word. DougAddison.com is my website. You can follow me on social media, The Doug Addison on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Doug T. Addison, and YouTube, Doug Addison. Why so many? Well, I've been around, I've been blogging since 2006. I've been around so long, I didn't realize when I got these years, decades ago, that I should have put them all together in one day. But the Lord knows, and I'm excited for what's going on. So Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We pray that you would open the Spirit. Open up things. Open the Word. Open up the heavens. Open everything up, but we'll close off the attacks of the enemy. Thank you very much. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct you, and I will teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. That's basically the title I got. The Lord is releasing revelation and practical instruction. Psalm 32, 8 is a big one for this month. And you're going to see a shift start to happen. God's going to align you with his purposes. There's a major reformation. There's a major season shift at hand right now. The Lord is going to become your life coach. He's going to coach you through things. And he's a nice coach. He's not one of those mean ones. You might see maybe experience you had in the past or some of the ones you'll see. Anyway, I don't want to judge anyone. I'm the coaches. I'm a prophetic life coach. I know the Lord. He's going to coach you through he's going to gently coach you through the season of transition and change. I keep hearing these words, renewing, reshaping, and reforming. Now, it's all gentle things. Those are going to renew. He's going to reshape you. He's going to reform you. In some cases, he might have to reformat a few things, but this is going to be some gentle moves that the Lord's going to release over you. God's got you covered. It's important to understand that. In fact, Psalm 31:15, my times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies. He's got you covered front, back. The Lord is still in control. Things might feel out of control, might look out of control. He has you covered. He's still in charge, and he has not forgotten you. And the promises that he's made still stand. He might have to change some of them, but overall, the Lord is still here. He's still moving. Isaiah 60, verse 22 is a big one for right now. I am the Lord, and in its time, I will do this swiftly. The Lord's going to move quickly. He's going to start to shift some things into place. He's going to bring a time of refreshing. It's here right now. The time of refreshing is here. So I don't care what anyone says. Get your hopes up. Yeah, get your hopes up. There's a sudden good break coming for many people. Proverbs 13:12. I love this one in the Message version. Proverbs 13:12, unrelenting disappointments leave you heartsick, but a sudden good break can turn life around. Watch for sudden good breaks. Watch for the Lord to release encouragement over you. You know, God, he's going to increase your spiritual insight, your spiritual understanding. Jesus encouraged people to interpret parables, to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. In Matthew 13:11, he said that. and that the secrets of the knowledge of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you. Also, in Matthew 13:16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Throughout the Bible, people, you know, really understand they understood their dreams. You'll see that they didn't have to really do dream interpretation training because they already understood. We let go of this some time ago, I believe. So God is moving right now to bring back the understanding of dreams and visions. You know, Genesis 40 and 41, Joseph had dreams. He had a lot of them. Actually, had them as a kid that he later on, but he shifted. And Daniel, in the book of Daniel, both of them interpreted major dreams that shifted things over their lives, over history even. The Lord's going to bring some powerful dreams. It's a new season of dreams and visions. Daniel 2, I love this, verses 19 through 22. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Now notice it says a vision, but it was a night vision. That's a dream as well. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, praise be the name of the God forever and ever, for wisdom and power and everything are all his. He changes the times and the seasons. He disposes of kings and he raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things, and he knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. You know, that's so rich. First of all, God is speaking through dreams. He's speaking through visions. He's speaking through parables. He's speaking through the Word. I've had some encounters with the Lord through the Word. I mean, he came and sat down with me, not literally, but in spirit, right on my Bible practically. This is a season of change, so expect to see changes coming through as God raises up some new things. You'll see some, like in Daniel 2, there's some leaders that are going to change in some cases. Also, some shifting going to be happening. Some people might begin to move. You know, there's some movement beginning to happen in the spiritual realm, physically and spiritually, but there's going to be deep mysteries. Oh, my. There is such a revelation. Expect to have some hidden things revealed to you and the strategy on how to respond. So God's moving right now. And here's some foundations. I want to give you a couple of things that you can do. People always ask me, how do I prepare? Because I'm always releasing revelation, but I'm also a life coach. So a prophetic life coach. Here's the foundations that you can start to build on. First of all, agree that all things are possible for those who believe. That's a biblical principle. So come into agreement with that, because, you know, unbelief actually killed miracles around Jesus. And so you'll want to get rid of that. You'll want to come into agreement with, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Align yourself right now with Matthew 19:26. It says, but with God, all things are possible. You need to understand that God is not angry at you. He's not out to harm you. God is a giver of good gifts, and God is a loving Father who wants to give you good things. This is really important to understand. In fact, at the end here, we're going to do a ministry time over people who have mistakenly thought that God's doing all these bad things, and we're going to pull some of this stuff out, and the Lord's going to bring some healing. Here's another foundational thing. God is a loving Father. Yeah, God is a loving Father. Ooh, let's just stop there. And he wants to give you good gifts. God's not mad at you. He's not against you. He's not causing the bad things that are happening in the world. It is the enemy. It is Satan, honestly. It's not the Lord. And he might use them, but that's, believe me, sickness is not a gift. Listen, he might have used it in your life, but sickness is that is a spirit of curse and death. And we're going to break off the father of lies and come into agreement with the Lord here. God wants to give you the desires of your heart. Now, once your heart gets changed towards him, they can become a reality. That's Psalm 37:4. God wants to give you a hope, a future, to not harm you. He longs to prosper you, to succeed and answer your prayers. Look it up in Jeremiah 29, 11 and 12. Ooh, let's just stop on that for a minute. These are biblical principles. Oh my goodness. You are truly a new creation in Christ. The old is gone. It no longer has power over you. Unless you allow it to, but in Jesus' name. These are the foundations to help build. Now, these are biblical principles, and they're like legal documents. When the enemy comes knocking, just send these toward, you know, to begin to install this over your life. This is time. I haven't had this verse in a while in a prophetic word, but it's so powerful. It's time to rise above your situation, says the Lord. Revelation 4:1. This angel was talking to John, and he said to him, "After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and a voice that I heard speaking to me that sounded like a trumpet said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.'" Now the door was standing open in heaven, but it was up. And you don't have to go through this heavenly door. I'm just saying the Lord is calling you to rise above your situation. He's about to give you some revelation that is over your own understanding. It's over your head right now, but it's over your, you know, and he's about to do some things. He's going to start speaking to you in the way. Now, you might not hear a literal voice or anything. It doesn't matter. You might not see the door. Doesn't matter. Maybe it's in the Word. I tell you, I've had these encounters in the Word. Maybe it's through TV, whatever. God is calling you to rise above your current problems, your situations, and gain His perspective. Now, after Passover and Resurrection Sunday, just a couple weeks ago, the Lord has been releasing greater revelation, wisdom, and understanding. This is the season for that. Between Passover and you know, Easter, Resurrection Sunday, between then and Pentecost. It's about a 50-day period, and Pentecost is in June. We're in a time right now. And again, God's outside of time, so don't worry. You can listen to this later. You're not going to miss anything. The Lord is releasing greater revelation, wisdom, and understanding. So watch for God to give you the ability to rise above things and open your spiritual eyes, ears, and a heart that understands. Oh, let that soak over you right now, because something's happening even right now. In fact, I hear some people go, "Oh my goodness, the Lord just spoke that to me." You know, a bunch of people are saying that right now. I feel it. So I want to go on. Here's how also to press in for the new season is to not give up. Galatians 6:9, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." Be encouraged right now, and you know, don't give up, but you might need to change your strategy. You know, if something's not working, you don't have to give up and quit, but you could change your strategy and find another way. Be encouraged. God's calling you right now. He's going to renew your strength. Oh, man. My goodness. I got to take authority over some attacks happening over people's mouths. Yeah. Their eyes, their ears, their heart, how their heart of understanding. I can feel it right now. Yep. Be encouraged. The Lord is going to renew your strength. You're going to start seeing and reaping the results from previous seasons, from things you've done in the past. Suddenly, you're going to start getting new favor, new finances, breakthroughs are going to happen from things that you've done in the past. So let's agree in prayer together for the breakthrough strategy that the Lord released to you during Passover. Lord, I pray that you would open up our hearing. We ask that you would open things up. I love praying this. Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of His glorious inheritance to the saints. Colossians 1:26, the mysteries that which have been hidden from ages and generations, but now are being revealed to you, his saints. It's good to pray and decree these verses right now. I recommend it. Colossians 1:26, Ephesians 1:18 as well, or anything else that the Lord is walking you through. Take communion every day if you can. Decree some Bible verses. Pray with others as much as you can as well. It's time now to contend for your breakthrough. We're going to recover things that were stolen over the last 7 years, even more, but the Lord said this. We need to contend. And I'd recommend going through 1 Samuel chapter 30. This is where David went, King David. He wasn't king yet. He went from running from Saul, which was the old king, the old guard, was chasing him, trying to kill him. His own followers tried to kill him. He went in 1 Samuel 30. He lost it all. Ziklag was burned. That was his city. Everything got stolen from him. And in the midst of his distress, he inquired of the Lord. In verse 7, 1 Samuel 30, verse 7, he got a strategy. And he was able to overcome everything. Everything. In chapter 31 now, he lost everything during that time and in his life. And then it shifted after that. You know, there's a power. There's a powerful, powerful time. He went from running to ruling. And he stepped into his destiny. And I had to do this. I went from a time right now where I was diagnosed with an incurable genetic disease called Huntington's chorea was the old one. And I was diagnosed with it. And I got a healing strategy. I got Lyme disease. The Lord gave me a healing strategy. And you know what? I've had several other things, to be honest. You know, during that time, I felt like David. I didn't think I had the strength to inquire for a strategy, but I got people around me to get a strategy and to get a breakthrough. And I tell you, I also did this for getting out of debt, but it's all turned around. The UCLA Medical Center over the Huntington's disease put me in a study. They said, we don't know what you're doing with age 63 based on all of this. And your family, you should not. They call it an anomaly. I call it a miracle. I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing what they told me. Praise God, you know. And also, I had gotten so much healing that even Lyme disease went away. My test started to change. Some did, some didn't. But it doesn't matter. What the Lord's doing right now, I also was able to get out of debt and praying, worshiping, asking the Lord and praying with others, taking communion on a regular basis is the key right now. So, Lord, we pray that you would activate this prophetic word. We pray that you would give us the wisdom and revelation, the strategies and instructions that we need in Jesus' name. Well, I want to tell you that many people right now are suffering because of the pandemic, because of the over-attack of the enemy. And many people have been suffering so badly that you did not want how I felt back when I was sick and tired. And I was suffering so bad. Some people are asking the Lord to take them to heaven early. Some people have given up hope. There's a lot of people who are suffering, and I'm so sorry. But the Lord now is going to release a strategy for you. I want to do this ministry time. Psalm 88 really is a condition of people today. Now, Psalm 88 is in the Bible. It is. But some of the things that the psalmist wrote, he was crying out to the Lord. And he didn't understand things of the Lord. And that's what the Lord said, that many people are aware that the Psalm 88 right now. And so in verse 1, Lord, you're the God who saves me day and night. I cry out to you. I love that. Okay. He nails it down right now. Right now, Lord, you're the God who saves. no matter how I feel, which the psalmist is about to tell you how he feels, discouraged. But we're going to nail down everything to verse 1. You, Lord, are the God who saves me day and night. I cry out to you. In verse 3, I'm overwhelmed with troubles and my life draws near to death. We take authority right now over troubles, over the spirit of overwhelm, sickness, suicide, death, hopelessness are not of the Lord. Psalm 88, verse 6. I just picked out a couple of these because they were the what the Lord showed me that people are going through. And this says, now, the psalm, he thought, the person who wrote this thought, that it was the Lord who put him in the pit. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. I wanted to say something. It wasn't the Lord. His understanding was, he thought it was the Lord, but it was not the Lord. Remember, he starts it out with the God who, you're the God who saves me. It is not God who is causing these things to happen to you. Psalm 88, verses 8 and 9, you've taken away my closest friends, and you've made them, and you've made me repulsive to them, and I can, I'm confined and cannot escape, and my eyes are dim with grief. Well, that's many people. Lord says, this psalm really was, it was put here to designed to bring ministry to people who are in these conditions right now. Many people have lost close friends. Maybe people have been angry at you. Maybe you feel like you're in a prison, or maybe you're stuck in grief or hopelessness, depression. We take authority right now. Verse 13, I cried out for you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayers went before you. And then verse 14, why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face? I tell you, this is not the Lord. The psalmist knew it too. That's why he nailed it down on verse 1. He knew this. In fact, this is a worship song for the Israelites. So they wouldn't be worshiping something that was negative, but they were pouring out their hearts to the Lord. And the Psalms were the early Psalms, were the early worship songs. But I tell you, the Lord is not rejecting you. We're going to, and verse Psalm 88, verse 18, but you've taken away my friends, my neighbors in distress, and darkness is my closest friend. I tell you, I used to feel that way, that darkness was my closest friend. We need to kick out darkness. We're going to break off the attacks of Psalm 88 over people. And we're going to nail it down on Psalm 88, 1. Lord, you're the God who saves me. Day and night I cry to you. Lord, bring the answer, bring the solution, bring the encouragement. We take authority over the pandemic, the condition of people, the discouragement. We take authority over the enemy trying to hit us day and night because the breakthrough's here, says the Lord. And we take authority over the feeling like the Lord is the one who's done this. It is not the Lord. It's the enemy. It's Satan. We need to understand it's the father of lies. And we break off discouragement. We break off despair. We break off the darkness being your closest friend. In Jesus' name, we bring in the angel of light. We bring in Jesus Christ, who's the Lord of all things. Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet. We pray, Lord, and break people out of the season of despair. The season of despair. Hope deferred. Break off hopelessness, sickness, death, in Jesus' name. Yeah, the Lord told me to do the ministry over this, and I want to activate this over your life, and the Lord is with you. Some people, I think, you haven't understood who God is, maybe. Just Jesus Christ is there for you, and maybe you've been wounded by religion. I'm feeling that, wounded by religion, but the Lord and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they're not the ones who caused this. You're going to see this. So, Lord, we pray that there would be a healing of people's hearts. And we pray there'd be a rededication for those who need it. And also, people who need to receive Jesus for the first time, just ask the Lord in your heart. Ask forgiveness for your sins. Well, Lord, we ask right now. You want to rededicate. Or if you've never followed the Lord, a lot of people who follow my podcast are from different places, you know. But we just say right now, I invite Jesus into my life for the first time or for a renewal. I take authority over everything because the Word of God tells me I can. I ask forgiveness for my sins. I ask thou, Lord, that you would fill me with your Holy Spirit. Bring people around me. Bring healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you can just continue to follow my podcast or join us as much as you can. We're trying to do the positive things that the Lord has. He's a good God, I tell you. DougAnderson.com is my website. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Right now, we have an offer going, a Seer Trainer Kit, an activation kit. We ask, Lord, that you would open up the heavens right now. DougAnderson.com/Seer Kit. Open up the heavens right now. We ask, Lord, that you would bring a renewal of all things in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you. See you next week. We have a special going on right now I want to invite you to. It's called the Courts of Heaven Mastery Course. It combines all my Courts of Heaven material into one mastery course, plus, really, too many bonuses to even mention right now. It's very interesting that Jesus talks about approaching the Father in a courtroom setting. You'll find that in Luke chapter 18. Also, the Bible is just full of all types of imagery about the system of the Lord, very similar to the judicial system in a good way. You'll see it in Daniel chapter 7, where in the midst of the end time vision, suddenly the courts of heaven open up and the Ancient of Days is seated and he opens the book. So it's very, very powerful. You know, the biggest thing I've seen anyway is not so much what you get, which is a lot of it, but it's who you become. It's what you get from God. And as you go through this course, you'll develop greater peace with yourself and the Lord. You'll develop confidence to pray and have some tools, worksheets that you can do. And as well, you'll grow in wisdom and understanding. Go to DougAnderson.com/courtsmastery. DougAnderson.com/courtsmastery. Thanks so much.